Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. Listen, baby, it is Twisting It Up Tuesday, baby. It is Texas Tuesday up in here, baby. Listen, it is raining around here like cats and dogs in Texas. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, it is August the 23rd, 2022, 10 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, push it up to my whole team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, Eastern West Africa, and I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. There is two flavors of the Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Phil. Listen. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Listen, y'all, now, I can't keep telling y'all about writing these letters. You got to write a letter to Steve Gump. You know what I mean? So, listen, I done asked y'all to petition and write some letters because, you know, I'm on this place, you know, every day, 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? All day long. So, listen, I am drinking vanilla and coconut gumbo rum. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Well, listen. I asked y'all to write this man some letters and petition him on getting some more flavors. I have not getting any more flavors of gumbo rum yet. Listen, I want some watermelon flavor gumbo rum. You know, black folks got to have something, some watermelon. You know, we got to have some watermelon. We got to have some peach cobbler. Listen, there was a lady over on Instagram making, I've seen these pictures, this lady on Instagram making peach cobbler with some whiskey or whiskey and vodka. I said, now, what kind of peach cobbler she got? She got a full course meal going on in her business, and the folks is getting drunk on peach cobbler. And I said, now, I can't get none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm working hard by the sweat of my brow, and this man can't even get some more flavors of gumbo rum. I'm like, what's the matter up in here? I'm slobbing all at the side of the mouth, looking at the peach cobbler and the punch drunk that she got going on. And listen, now, this lady is selling drunk peach cobbler. I lie to you not. I lie to you not. Listen, and then she got a sock and tummy cake drenched in vodka and brandy. I say, what kind of business she got going on up in here? She got gourmet-flavored cakes and stuff like that. I say, well, now, listen, I ain't joking. This is for real, for real, for real. Y'all know what I did with that lady? I unfollowed her off of Instagram. I said, listen, I'm tired of looking at all these pictures, looking all delicious and everything. And I said, well, how this stuff tastes? You got alcohol down in peach cobbler. And listen, one time, she even had the nerve one time. She made a prune cobbler. You hear me? You can get drunk and shit at the same time. I say, oh, well, I said, God, dog, I'm through right now. So I just unfollowed her. I said, listen. You can't ship me none, freeze dry it, and ship it to the Windy City. Listen, she all the way in Alaska. I'm like, I know it can get to me freeze dry and frozen, and I can get some at my place. Listen, I said, well, forget about it, lady. Bye. I says, bye. Let me just close my door to your page on Instagram, and I just unfollow her. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I got a special musical salute on tonight. Independent artist Naj Mahal and independent artist Matthew Flora. Listen, it is going on. Listen, this music is being heard. Well, y'all talk to me up in here. hey, baby, all over the world, all over the world. Yes, indeed. Let's do this. Listen. I got a good one on tonight. God is great. The name on this one is God is great. Independent artist Naj Mahal. Let me tell you a little bit about him. NYC, New York City, born and raised Taj Mahal. Was he born in Taj Mahal? Is that what it was? No. Listen, I'm just playing. Y'all know mama likes to entertain. So listen, he is a MC, master of ceremony, who knows how to express his sound through different genres of music. His sound originates from 90s and early 2000s, hip-hop, R&B, gospel, pop music. The story is very organic from the way he flows about his journey in his life and his living. Okay, so y'all understand me, which makes the music very relatable to what people are thinking and not saying. Now, that's so true. See, that's so true. And which makes his style very brave and unique. I love it. Let's embrace that. Come on, y'all. Let's take a moment. Breathe in. Exhale. See, y'all, did y'all catch the essence of what he said? Listen. He sings about what people are thinking and not saying. And you know, it's a whole lot of that going on. See, that's my problem. That's my problem because I'm going to say exactly what's on my mind. Listen, and I'm not trying to get punched the hell out. You know what I mean? So you guys, you do have to be careful what you say out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them kind of girls. You know, I would just tell you straight up. You know what I mean? Listen. So we had to have a woosah meeting right there. Right there, we had to put a pin in it because he sings about what people are thinking and not saying. It's about time. See, somebody got to stand up. See, and then you can kind of easily put the song on and let people know what you're thinking, and you'd be like, did you hear that song? Did you catch the lyrics? See, it's a way to get your thought across. You know what I mean? Sometimes you ain't got to just come straight up out of your mouth and say it. It's behind what you're doing and the way you look. See, people is something else in this world. You got to kind of be easy. You know what I mean? Now, listen, this is God is great. God is great. Y'all check this out. And then I'm going to double back with another one real quick and fast. This is God is great. Y'all check this out.
That's your life. Bet your life. Yeah. Bet your life. Get money, but make you money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Mama's crying, mama's worried. Mama's worried, mama's crying. Mama's worried, mama's crying. Get money, don't make no money. Get money, don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Mama's worried, mama's crying. My kids are dying. Scared money, don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Uh-huh. God is great all the time.
All the time.
Even in your worst times. Just pay attention to the signs.
Pay attention.
Cause he got you all the time. Let me finish my rhyme. They don't really know what to do. I was swimming in the ocean.
I was.
They seen a bigger way. They ain't wanna go with the waves. We seen a bigger way. We swim right through the wave. Who the hell are we scared of? This is that God's way. Feel me? Hold on. That's the devil way. We don't go that way.
All right.
Hold on. You already know. This is a different way. We go that way.
Okay.
Hold on. If they going that way, then you know we going that way. Hold on. If you wanna play, then you know we don't play that game.
Right.
Yes, baby. Getting money now. Throwing sex across the room. Hope one of my queens catch it. You already know what I like to do. Hold on, give myself a little more. Cause I wasn't giving myself enough though. This is why I gotta do right more than what they expect though. You know what they expect though. Yes, from a little black boy from the Lower East Side though. Projects though. I already know I came just from a better man. Better land. You already know I made this my own land. Feel me, man?
Feel me.
There's too many RPs.
Rest in peace to everybody.
Let me really speak. I have to do things that they really won't do.
Facts.
Hold on, what they scared of. I think they're scared of them.
They are.
They won't even look in the mirror, man.
They
don't even really want to see the demon that's hiding, man. Damn, man. Don't you feel me, man? I'm God's son. This is why I gotta represent for the sun, man. Scared money don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Mama's worried, mama's crying. My kids are dying. Scared money don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Uh-huh. Scared money don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Mama's worried, mama's crying. My kids are dying. Scared money don't make no money. Look at me, ain't nothing funny. Uh-huh.
You heard. Listen, I hope y'all was listening to the lyrics of that song. And the whole while I was thinking about back in the day, you know, they used to always say scared money, you can't make no money with scared money. But the thing was, a long time ago, they would say scared money don't win. You know, and it reminds me way back then, they would say scared money don't win. You know, like if you was playing the lottery, whatever you was doing, if you was gambling, whatever, you know, and let's just break down and get real. If you was too scared or if you was going to the boat, let's break down like that because everybody can relate to going to the casino. If you was too scared to play at the boat, you might as well not play at all because your money would not win. It's almost like, y'all know, let me break it down. Like, I know this is about to be too deep for some. But let me say it this way. The spirit of fear, you know what I mean? The spirit of fear is a curse. Now, I know y'all religious people ain't able to understand this, but I'm going to put it this way. So listen, the spirit of fear is a curse. If you have money in your pocket and you're going to where? The casino, and you're too scared to play, that's the reason why your money will never win, because it's already cursed because you got a spirit of fear on you, and it will never accumulate and amount to anything because you got a curse on it, because you're walking around in fear. Fear is a curse. The spirit of fear is a curse. Did you know fear is a curse? Let me help you out. So now I know y'all can understand that and break that down. So if you all wrapped up in the spirit of fear and you got money and you're going somewhere to try to win some, I know that don't make no sense to nobody because it's what? I'm using a principle. I'm using a godly principle to help you understand why when you have money and it's not multiplying or growing and you have fear, you got a curse on your thing, on your money, baby. You got a curse on your pocketbook because fear is a curse. Ain't nothing good in fear. You understand me? Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to go this way. But listen, it is what it is. It is what it is. So what you have to do to be blessed, you got to first get rid of fear. You got to get rid of the spirit of fear to be blessed. You understand me? And so you know something? The blood. Jesus will help you with that. All right, let me move on. So this song is Overstand Me. Boy, that was pretty heavy. Overstand me. This is the name of the next one by independent artist Nas.
Measure Life.
Yeah. Bet your life with me. Purple hearts in the sky with me. Yeah. Let me see your shell right with me, baby. Make it easily for me, baby. I've been sitting right here gracefully, baby. Lately, I ain't really wanna be what they wanna be. Hear me? I know they don't really wanna sing tonight. I know they don't really wanna rap tonight. I know this is why I gotta fight for my life like they wanna fight. Alright, it is new to them. Mm-hmm. It is old to me. Uh-huh, but I know what's really new to the way that they really hear me see. Hold on, I don't really think they gonna be what I'm gonna be, baby. Hold on, they just not destined for greatness, baby like me. Baby like me. Baby like me. And you know they are not built like me, oh yes, baby. This is new to them. But it's old to me. Overstand what I'm saying to you tonight, baby. Oh yes, lady. Oh yes, baby. They ain't not really built how I'm built, baby. Oh, oh. Tell me what I'm doing tonight. Am I doing everything alright? And I know they don't ask, and I know I need to. Hold on, I found your spot tonight without even asking, boo. It is new to them, but it's old to me. And you know what I do when I do with this grace. Bounce back like this, throw it on me just like a dancer. I imagine you know what I need, don't fight this. Hold on, bite the pillow if you really wanna take the D like this. If you wanna know, I don't need no practice. No for breaking backboards in the mattress. Like to move around, I don't like to be stagnant. This is what I own. I know they are not everything that I do in my life. See, like me, they are not like me. They are not really built how I built, baby.
And I'm built how I'm built. So why are you still comparing me to them? Watch how you think. Not only for me, but for yourself. Bet your life.
That's a slapper.
All right, all right, all right. Watch how you think, my people. Watch how you think. You understand? Watch how you think. Watch what you think. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. Then I'm going to go to the next song. Independent artist, Matthew Floor Poetry Band. And it's going to be I Can't Stop Thinking of You. Did y'all know your thoughts is a magnet? See, listen, let me tell y'all something. See, this particular artist has really crossed us open to a whole nother level. And it's very, very enjoyable for me. It's very enjoyable. So listen, your mind and your thoughts is a magnet. So if you think about it this way, people don't understand this. Whatever you think and whatever you focus on, that's what you draw to you. You understand me? So listen, he said, watch what you think. And I liked where he ended that song, watch what you think, because I'm going to put it like this. I'm a very spiritual person, and I interpret things in a spiritual way, and I see things in a spiritual way. And you know, sometimes people, they can't help what comes out of their mouth because it's in their heart. What's in their heart constantly comes out of their mouth. And sometimes it can just really, really do something to the atmosphere. You know, I got a thing about that. But listen, so listen, what you think, that's good. Let's bring that back in. I want y'all to get this. What you think and what you focus on is a magnet. So listen, and it is not about just positive thinking, bringing something to you with positive thinking. That is not what this is. I'm talking about the Word of God, right? I'm talking about the Word of God. What you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, right, what you're focusing on, is it really is a magnet. But, you know, faith without works is dead. So listen, you have been faith. You're thinking about whatever it is that you want to attract and bring into your life, but you got to put forth the steps to bring that into your life as well. So I'm not talking about just sitting up thinking on something, okay? So listen, now your thought pattern has a lot to do with it, right? Because your thought pattern is going to raise your vibration, raise your level of vibration, or bring you down. That's why I cannot stand negativity. Negativity does something. It charges the atmosphere with a lower vibration, and it just changes everything, and it's very disruptive. Get this. I want you to get this, and then I'll play the next song. Negative thoughts is very disruptive to the walk that you're walking in. If you're walking to succeed in something and someone is constantly bringing in negativity, that's changing the atmosphere around you, and it's going to create a ripple and a challenge for you because they're doing something in the spiritual realm. You know what I mean? See, we operate in the spiritual realm. When people do that, they really don't understand what they're doing, but, it can put a damper on things. So listen, you have to constantly charge the atmosphere with what you're thinking, positive thoughts, whatever it is you want to bring into your life, and then you got to put the work to that. You got to put your plan together and make that thing happen. You understand me? Of course, you got to pray over it. Pray over it. Now, let's get this song going. This is I Can't Stop Thinking of You.
Dying.
said, I can't stop thinking of you. I declare it has a Rick Springfield type feel to it. It really does. It really does. I love that song. I can't stop thinking of you. And y'all know what? I have got to get on up out of here. It has been a stone cold blast. But, of course, I will be back on tomorrow. It's been a blast. In the special words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.